them. I'm just waiting for the timesheet y que se lo saquen.
Oh.
Hi, Donnie.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, perfect. So I just spoke to Ms. Shannon. I wanted to confirm your schedule.
Sure.
So I can put it in the system.
Yes. I work from 12 in the morning to 12 in the afternoon.
Okay. Every day?
Yes, every day. Yes.
Perfect. Sunday. Okay. So do you have access to the HHA Exchange app?
HHA Exchange? No.
Okay. So that app is what you're going to be using to clock in and out. Before that, I'm going to send you, is this a good number to text?
Yes.
I'm going to send you a timesheet, and we're going to do this together over the phone because it's going to get maybe a little confusing. Give me 1 second. Let me know if you received the link that I just sent you.
Sure. Okay, I got it.
Perfect. If you can click on the link, we're going to go through. I'm actually going to send it to myself on my phone so I can see what it looks like.
Sure.
But if you can click on it, so that way we can do the timesheet, because you did become compliant as of the 27th, so we can complete the timesheets from the 27th up until, I guess, today. You were there today, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if you click on it, you should be able to put in your name.
Okay.
The patient's name. Yes. I'll give you her ID number. Let me know when you get to her ID number. Well,
I have her ID number.
Okay, her ID number is 660.
0549.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and then you're going to put her address where it says service location.
Okay.
I'm just going to add you to her schedule while we do this. So once you, did you put her address?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. So now, this is where it's going to get a little confusing. From your, it says shift one. So there you're going to put 627 to 6. You worked from, yes. So 627 to 627.
Okay.
Or rather, 627 in the time. I'm sorry. 627. Oh, but you're not with her now. This is the only part where it's going to get tricky. Oh, you know what? Hold on. I'm going to put you on a quick hold. Don't type anything else because I may have to do it all over again. I just want them to edit this sheet real quick. But
sure.
While I have you on the phone, do you have an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
Okay, so if you go to the App Store and you search HHAX, it should pop up as HHA Exchange. If you can download that app and sign up for it while I go run around and get this fixed.
HHHF.
So HAA, oh, I can't even talk. H like Harry, H like Harry, A like Apple, X like X-ray. The app should be, it should look like a little person with a head. It's like an X with a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So download that app and then sign up for it, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Donnie. Donnie?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Where were we? Oh, were you able to download the app?
Yeah.
Okay, did it give you a 7-digit code?
7-digit code.
Once you, when you sign up, I'm sorry, you have to click on the top three buttons, like there's like three dots.
Three dots. It's telling me to download another app now.
Oh, no. Go back and then press close. Because it's trying to make you download an app, like if you live in like Texas or something, but that one you can just press close.
Okay. H. Here, open it back up. Now, what do I click? The three dots.
You're gonna on the bottom where it says sign up.
Yes.
You sign? Did you do that part already?
No.
Okay, so then there you put your email and a password.
It's a. Huh. So when I click sign up, it says if you are in the state of Texas
No,
or
press close.
Illinois, I'll close. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, I signed up.
Perfect. Now, you're gonna save it and then you're gonna go back into the app and use that whatever you your email and password that you just created. You're gonna use that to log on.
Okay, I'm in. I'm logged in.
Okay, so on the top right, there's three dots. You're gonna click on that and there's
Yep.
gonna be an orange dot with an exclamation point. You're gonna click on that. Then you're just
Okay.
gonna put your personal information, which should be like your phone number, your date of birth, your social. And once you do that and save it, it's going to give you a 7-digit code.
Okay.
Perfect.
It's telling me my number is already registered. 267
Your phone number?
Yeah.
The
Gender,
67?
male. Unique number. Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's okay. No, but I need you. Oh, Lordy. And you've never used this app before?
I probably have a long time ago, to be honest with you.
Okay, so then let's put because I'm gonna have to give them a call then because we have this is the way you would clock in and out. So what I'll do is let's. Now let's go backwards again. I'll have to reach out to them to see where the issue is and to see if they can put. Do you use which email? The donny.wigs8@gmail?
Yes,
Okay, so
yes.
then I'll give them a call to see if they're able to help me. And I guess we can go from there. Okay, so back to the timesheet. So I just spoke to Ms. Shauna. She said it's okay for you to sign both parts for this one
Okay.
time. So what you'll do is you'll add the shift. So from 6:27 every day up until today, you just have to continue to add the shift. So you'll put 6:27 from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. You'll put, where is it? Yes. So it should populate the hours once you put that. I'm just doing it on my end to see what it looks like on the phone.
Okay.
So 12 p.m. Then you have to choose at least three of the stuff that you assisted the patients with. If it was everything, you could put everything. And then once you're done with that one, you can press the button that says add shift.
Wait, from date, what do I put on a date?
So the date would be 6/27. That would be the date that you worked.
Okay.
Then you'll do from your schedule from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Yep.
And then press whatever you assisted the patient with.
Okay.
And then press add shift. And then there you'll do 6/20. We did the 27th, so then the 28th.
Okay, I did that now. Sorry, what was the last part?
Sorry. Oh, so you'll do every day up until today.
Okay.
Because the other way we can do it is a paper timesheet. I just don't know if you have access to a printer.
Okay. So I got to do it from the 27th of last month all the way up until today?
All the way up to today, yeah, so that we can submit it so you can get paid for those days.
Okay.
If you want, you can I can get off the phone while I call HHA. You can call me back or you can text me that it's done so that way I can pull it in our system and then add it to the our clocking in and out system so that you can get paid.
All right, gotcha.
Okay, so that do that. I'm going to call to get this app fixed, and I'll call you right back.
All right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Donnie.
Right.
Okay, bye-bye.